好朋友们大家好，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了，欢迎来到今天的可可英语校园英语口语频道，我是您的好朋友 Max。 那么在英语口语当中呢，有很多与天气有关的词语的用法，那么在接下来的两期节目当中呢， Max 将着重给大家介绍一些与天气有关的词语在英语口语当中的用法。那么我们首先来看今天的第一个 Number one, What's up with him today? He has a face like thunder.他今天怎么了？他看着怒气冲冲的。What's up with him today? He has a face like thunder. 那么在这里呢 ，thunder 我们都知道呢是打雷、雷鸣的意思。那么在英语口语当中呢，它通常表示的意思是愤怒的，表示某人怒气冲冲的意思。Number two, I am a bit disappointed in John and David. It turned out they were only fair weather friends.我对约翰和大卫有点失望，原来他们不过是靠不住的酒肉朋友。那么在这里呢 Fair weather friends 就是我们通常所说的只能同安乐而不可共患难的，指的就是那些酒肉朋友。 I'm a bit disappointed in John and David. It turned out they were only fair weather friends. Number three, We don't have a snowball's chance of winning that contract.我们根本就没有一点希望能签那份合同。那么在这句话当中 A snowballs 就表示的是一点，我们通常所说的 a little. We don't have a snowball's chance of winning that contract. 我们根本就没有一点希望能签那份合同。 Number four, Don't worry about those two arguing. It's just a storm in a teacup. 那么在这里呢 A storm in a teacupTeacup 我们知道呢是茶杯的意思， A storm in a teacup 就是小题大做，不是什么大事情。 Don't worry about those two arguing. It's just a storm in a teacup. Number five, The exam was a breeze. 这次考试真是太容易了。那么在这里 breeze 我们都知道表示的是微风的意思，那么在英语口语当中呢，它通常表示的意思是容易的，就是我们通常所说的 a piece of cakeThe exam was a breeze. Number six, We are snowed under at work. 我们工作忙得不可开交。We are snowed under at work. Number seven, They are blowing hot and cold over this issue. It's impossible to know what they want. 他们在这件事情上摇摆不定，根本不可能知道他们到底想要什么。那么在这句话当中 blow hot and cold.就表示的是犹豫不决的，就是我们通常所说的 hesitate. They are blowing hot and cold over this issue. It's impossible to know what they want. 好了，我们今天的节目呢到此就要结束了。在节目的最后， Max 祝愿大家每天都有好心情，天天快乐。我们下期节目再会，拜拜。